This is where Sultanahmet begins, a walk through a district assembled out of the places that stood here before it. Almost nothing here was made for the spot it occupies. The stones were carried here, or the building underneath was cleared to make room, or the job simply carried on under a new name. The walk goes uphill from a backstreet mosque to the gate of a palace. Now, the mosque itself. You're looking at a small courtyard mosque built into a steep slope, designed by Mimar Sinan and completed around 1571. It was commissioned jointly by the Grand Vizier Sokolu Mehmed Pasha and his wife Esmahan Sultan. The building is hexagonal, topped by a single dome, with a two-story courtyard fronting it. Inside, the walls are lined with Isnik tiles in blue, red, and green, with panels of white calligraphy on a blue ground. Set into four places in the building, in the marble at the entrance, above the mihrab or prayer niche, above the entrance to the minbar or pulpit, and under the minbar dome, are four small fragments framed in gold. The mosque's own account says they came from the black stone of the Kaaba in Mecca, brought to Istanbul by Suleiman I. The mosque was built 5 years after his death. The man this was built for was himself brought here. Sokolu Mehmed Pasha was taken from his family in Bosnia as a boy under the Devşirme, the Ottoman state's levy of Christian children, and raised into palace service. He rose to become Grand Vizier under three sultans and ran the empire for nearly 15 years before he was assassinated in 1579. The palace he lived in stood on the ground where the Blue Mosque now stands, expropriated and demolished to build it. From here, the walk drops back down the slope and a couple of streets east, where the ground stops being ordinary and starts being the end of a Roman racetrack.